This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today I want to tell you the story of Sibusiso Somzimba, who joined Maredi Technologies back in 2018. And he joined as a health and safety specialist to head up the health and safety department. He is now, as we speak, the chief operations officer. He is responsible for the overall business operations of Maredi Technologies, such as planning, implementing, managing, and overseeing Maredi Technologies' operational strategy across all their business units. Now, if that isn't motivational, I have no idea what is. So this man joins us on the line right now to talk about that. Welcome on. Spoo.
Yeah, that's Boo.
How are you doing, Spoo-Siso?
I'm doing very well, man. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for taking my call. My brother, your story is very inspiring, and I want us to get to the bottom of it, you know, so that we can maybe share the story with other people. Tell us about your journey, you know, when you started, you know, to what you do now. Just a brief summary.
I think let me start by greeting your listeners, Jeraimo, because I'm from Limpopo also. I think my journey, I'll just put it short. I had a very interesting interesting and challenging journey. Like, imagine I was given a role as a health and safety officer at the age of 21. So I was expected to give advice to project leaders, directors, even C-levels on my own, I mean, at my own organizations and including contractors. And that helped me to identify and understand different approaches to solving problems as a leader. And it also prepared me for our unexpected challenges or conflicts throughout my career. So look now, I'm appointed as a chief operations officer for Maredi Technologies. I feel like this change was necessary to prepare me to be a leader of this kind.
All right. Now, what do you think maybe your unique skill is, you know, that kind of helped you become this successful?
Being successful to where I am, but not being successful as a person, because I still have a lot of, I still have a lot to offer in terms of leadership and building successful organizations like Maredi Technologies. But to answer your question, let me just choose only three skills that I have developed throughout my career. I have a perfect skill to approach and communicate with employees despite the level of their positions in the company. You know, one of the best strategies for solving problems is to communicate with your team. So secondly, I can say I like motivating employees through coaching. It can be individual or as group through training, because I believe that motivated team is a productive team. Then the last one, I always act with integrity so that no one is treated unfairly in the workplace.
All right. Now, the telecommunications sector or industry is one that is consistently evolving, like daily. What advice would you give to somebody who's looking to, you know, join that particular space?
Look, Dine, we always tell people to go to school, especially youth, né? And it's a fact, because most of our technicians that we have currently went to school and they studied electrical engineering, civil engineering, software developing, computer network and system engineering and so on. But my personal view and advice to youth is it remains fundamental that young people today, more important than ever, they are well equipped to enter the workforce in ICT sector despite being educated. Many lack the skills they need. Well, for an example, digital literacy. And digital literacy involves getting young people familiar with a variety of technologies so that they can easily learn to use any program or device. So they should also continuously increase their knowledge of emerging technologies, as this helps them to be easily trainable on specific fields. Like in Maredi Technologies, we have an annual internship program, which is an opportunity for young people to be absorbed within the company if they have the right skills. Some interns that we recruited for the past 2 years are now appointed as project managers and field engineers.
All right. Now, you know, there's talk regarding going up the ranks in the corporate world and in telecommunications. I believe it's the same. You know, or you will never end up as a CEO or a COO if that business is not a family run business. You know what I mean? If there's no form of nepotism propelling you to the top, what would you say to people who say that?
You know, let me give an example with me. I think you just explained, or when you did introduction, this was his own reason, but then people they like Iran, I didn't even know Maredi Tema, the chairman of this company, I mean, the person who started this company. But then I came as a health and safety specialist, and through my work, then they identified, you know, this person can take this company somewhere. And as young as I am, you know what, they trusted me and they gave me this. So don't believe in that. You just need to make sure that you work very hard and you study so that you understand what you're talking about when you give instruction or when you give advices.
All right. Maybe lastly, man, you know, as a parting shot, what is coming up for Maredi Technologies in the near future?
We have a lot. We have a lot of projects coming up, which is the continuation of what we've been doing. But having built a great reputation in telecom sector over the last 12 years or so, we are increasing our focus in enterprise sector. We are entering sectors like mining, hospitality, financial, and manufacturing sectors with industrial relevant solutions. So we have an upcoming Maredi Technologies Solution Day. Date will be announced in the next coming days. For those of you who want to know about these solutions that we can offer to your company and learn about Maredi Technologies, you can check out on our website and our social media platforms.
All right. Sibusiso, thank you so much, my brother. Your story is a beautiful one, man. I believe Linda, maybe next year, but thank you so much, man, for taking our call and sharing your story with us. Much love, much success to the future, right?
Thank you so much.
All right, pleasure. That is Sibusiso Mzimba. Right now, Utsuri top position in Maredi Technologies. He is the COO, the Chief Operations Officer. So he's responsible for the overall business unit. Maredi Technologies. That was Tech Savvy Tuesday.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.